escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. Well, if you like to grab and go when it comes to your Starbucks, you may be in for a bit of a disappointment. The Starbucks pickup stores where you order ahead are closing. In Manhattan, that means a dozen shops will be shuttered, including ones on the campus of Pace University, one right near Grand Central. Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols says the concept of grab and go doesn't align with his Back to Starbucks plan that targets getting people back into the stores. Well, it's time for Billy Joel to be moving out. Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame says the Joel exhibit will end its two-year run in October.
I mean, he is by far the most successful Long Island musician ever, and there will always be a place for him at the Music Hall of Fame.
Ernie Canadeo, the chairman, he tells 1010 Winds it's been an honor to host the exhibition called Billy Joel, My Life, A Piano Man's Journey. The last day of the exhibit will be October 26th. Jersey state health officials looking into whether a Garden State resident spread measles on public transportation, including the PATH train and New Jersey Transit's light rail. State Health Department says the person was on the New Jersey Transit Hudson Bergen light rail trains between Bayonne and Hoboken, and on the PATH train between Newark and World Trade on August 13th, 14th, and 15th. Authorities say the person is from Hudson County. Now, there have been six other cases of measles in the state this year, including ones at a Shakira concert at MetLife Stadium, also at Newark Airport. Symptoms include a high fever, a cough, and a rash that starts on the face and the neck and spreads to other parts of the body. Nationwide, we are seeing one of the highest amounts of cases since the disease was considered eradicated 25 years ago, more people now refusing to get vaccinated. Four teenagers hurt in a hail of bullets in the Bronx.
Two teens were shot in the leg. The other two were grazed. All were rushed to Jacoby Hospital. Roseanne Velez, who lives nearby, says it was too close to home.
It's crazy that, you know, you have this going on. A young kid, 15 years old. That's what they're saying. I mean, how you walk? I walk up and down these blocks every day. I don't know how many times. It could have been me, you know?
Neighbor Danielle Garcia says seeing police swarm the block was frightening.
I'm a bit scared because, you know, I have a brother, too, and he's also a teenager. You know, they could be looking for anyone.
Investigators were seen canvassing for surveillance video and examining shell casings that littered the intersection here. Darius Ranzi's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Westchester Square section of the Bronx.
The victims, three boys, one girl. Police tell 1010 Winds they're looking for a gray vehicle that fled the scene. Just a few hours later, also in the Bronx, a man is dead, fatally shot, steps away from his apartment building in Morrisania. Police say 36-year-old James Gaines was shot at the intersection of East 164th Street and Washington Avenue. He died at the hospital. No arrests and no motive, according to police. Mayor Adams says he will not step down amid the latest bribery charges against his top aides. During a City Hall press conference yesterday, His Honor defended former chief advisor Ingrid Lewis Martin, indicted for bribery and conspiracy.
She's worked with me for over 40 years. I served as a police officer with her husband. I know her son, and I know her, and I know her heart. And she and her attorney will deal with the case that's in front of her.
Adams himself not implicated in these charges. He was asked directly if he would be stepping down, stepping away from the race. His answer, quoting here, hell no. Adams also discussed former aide Winnie Greco, who was accused of giving a reporter a potato chip bag filled with cash, saying she's not allowed to volunteer for his campaign anymore. His opponent, Zohran Mamdani, says corruption isn't just about making people rich. It also undermines democracy.
Too often, we understand corruption only through the lens of what politicians have to gain, as opposed to the lens of what the public has to lose. Because it's not just that trust, it's also that faith that city government can actually address a crisis that threatens to remake this city.
Mamdani blasting Adams yesterday at his own Union Square press conference. Today is the final day of Summer Streets.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Yeah, you can ride your bicycle, you could walk, you could run, you could jump on a pogo stick if you want. Today's the day, the final day of Carless Streets for the summer. Performances, activities. Summer Streets taking over a bunch of locations in the Bronx and Brooklyn, including a stretch of Grand Concourse and Eastern Parkway. NYC.gov is where you get all the details. Summer Streets from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. A funeral was held for the innocent bystander killed in a mass shooting in a Brooklyn lounge last week. Mayor Adams attended the funeral for 27-year-old Amadou Diallo, who was hit during the shooting at the Taste of the City Lounge in Crown Heights. Diallo has been in the U.S. for 2 years. He's from West Africa. His family members say he was a delivery person for food service apps. Police say there were 4 gunmen, 2 are dead, cops still looking for the other 2. If you see a drone flying over your house, it might be your insurance company. Investigation by CBS says companies are using drone photos of properties they insure and then using that info to cancel policies. A Massachusetts woman telling WBZ-TV she never gave her insurance company permission to do it, but they flew a drone over her property, told her she had to trim her trees or they would drop her coverage. United Policyholders Consumer Advocacy Group says this is becoming way more common. You want to get outside tonight? Pretty exciting event at the Met. How about watching movies and opera outside on the giant screen on the facade at Lincoln Center? Now through Monday, September 1st, the Met's Summer HD Festival is happening.
What's very special, I think, is the sense of community of the audience coming together under a starry night in the Lincoln Center Plaza. In spite of all the urban hubbub, it's a kind of an oasis of music and peaceful coexistence with fellow New Yorkers.
Pretty nice. Peter Gelb, GM of the Met, tells us there are a total of 11 free outdoor events, and tonight you can see Verdi's epic drama Aida on the big outdoor screen. It gets underway at dusk, which is right around 8 p.m. Kind of nice to sit out there, nice and cool tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.